So, if you manage vehicles, and I'm talking to you, whether it's a huge logistics fleet or, just a handful of delivery vans, you know that feeling.
The uncertainty.
Exactly, the sleepless nights. That feeling that if you can't see it, you can't manage it. And that gap, that's where you lose money.
It really is. And that's what we're digging into today, fleet telematics.
Right. And most people hear that and think, oh, GPS tracking, I have that. But the research we looked at suggests most are only using like 10% of what the tech can actually do.
That's the key. We have to separate, passive tracking from true telematics.
Okay, what's the difference?
Passive tracking is just the dot on a map. It tells you where something is. Telematics is it's a full digital upgrade for the whole operation.
So it's more than just a box you stick on the roof?
Oh, much more. The real systems, they plug directly into the vehicle's brain, usually through the OBD-II port.
Or the CAN bus, I saw that mentioned a lot.
Exactly, the CAN bus. Think of it as the vehicle's central nervous system. By tapping into that, the device isn't just watching from the outside. It's reading raw data right from the engine.
So you're getting things like actual fuel levels, ignition status, even engine fault codes.
Precisely. And that's where it goes from just data to, actionable insight. And that brings us to the biggest cost for any fleet.
That's always fuel.
Always fuel. The numbers are pretty stark. Things like aggressive driving, speeding, hard braking, that can slash your fuel efficiency by 15 to 30%.
30%, that is a massive chunk of the budget.
It is. But there's another hidden cost, idling.
I saw that, but I have to ask, is idling really that expensive? I mean, the truck isn't moving.
It's almost worse because you're getting zero value from that fuel burn. Here's a way to think about it. 1 hour of idling is like burning the fuel it takes to drive almost 30 miles.
Wow, so you're paying for 30 miles you never even traveled.
It's phantom mileage. And then there's maintenance. The reports kept mentioning predictive maintenance.
Yeah, let me play devil's advocate. Doesn't that just sound like a way to get you into the repair shop more often?
I get the skepticism, I do. But look at how most fleets work now. It's calendar-based. You change the oil because it's been 3 months, not because the engine actually needs it.
Right.
Telematics reads the DTCs, the diagnostic trouble codes. You get an alert for a small issue before it becomes a catastrophic failure.
So you're preventing the blown engine that takes a truck off the road for a week.
Exactly. And if something does happen, like a crash, the data is your protection. You get full accident reconstruction. It proves exactly how fast your driver was going.
Which is huge against false insurance
The
claims.
ultimate defense.
Okay, so fuel, maintenance, safety. But the big question is always the ROI. The Fleet Technology Trends Report had that stat. What was it?
That 84% of fleets see a positive return in less than a year.
Less than a year.
And most actually break even in just 3 to 4 months. The math just works.
Here's the hurdle I see, though. Reading about this is one thing. Actually doing it, that seems like another. You can't just buy a device, plug it in, and expect magic. The configuration looks
And
intense.
that's where most people get stuck. That's the failure point. You need support. And in the research, one name kept coming up for actually bridging that gap. A plus A Security.
They're not just a hardware reseller, then.
No, not at all. They provide the local expertise, the certified support. They're authorized for all the top-tier hardware we're talking about. Whalon, Teltonika, Jointech.
So if a listener wants to go from just, dots on a map to actually monitoring fuel consumption or engine health, A plus A, security is the one that builds that solution for
That's
them.
right. They make sure the hardware actually talks to your dashboard in a way that makes sense for your business specifically. They customize it.
That feels like the missing piece, because at the end of the day, all this data is completely useless if you can't interpret it.
That's it in a nutshell. I guess I'll leave you with this final thought. If your vehicles are talking.
Are you listening? Because in this business, knowledge isn't just power,
Yeah.
it's profit.